I, Matamera Cyril Ramaphosa, swear that I will be faithful to the Republic of South Africa.
President Cyril Ramaphosa took the oath of office at the Union Buildings in Pretoria today, confirming he'll lead South Africa's new unity government. A praise singer welcomed him, lauding him as a great leader of a great nation. In a subsequent speech, 71-year-old Ramaphosa said South Africa's made great progress since the end of apartheid. It's a strong democracy, he said, with an independent judiciary and robust civil society. Yet, Ramaphosa added, South Africa is also broken.
Our society remains deeply unequal and highly polarized. There are toxic cleavages of an incipient social fragmentation that can only turn into instability. The lines drawn by our history and our past, between black and white, between suburbs and townships, between the wealthy and the poor, remain still deeply etched in our landscape.
Analysts say much of Ramaphosa's speech can be interpreted as rebuking South Africa's most leftist parties, Umkhonto weSizwe and the economic freedom fighters, who he excluded from the coalition government. Both MK leader, former President Jacob Zuma, and EFF head, Julius Malema, have made statements against South Africa's white citizens, accusing them of racism. In his address, Ramaphosa emphasized there's no place in South Africa's future for elements who are against the constitution and rule of law. MK and the EFF want to scrap parts of the constitution to allow the state to control all forms of wealth, including land, banks, and mines. Both have, in the recent past, threatened to use violence to achieve their objectives. MK, the EFF, and a few other parties have formed what they call the Progressive Caucus to oppose Ramaphosa's new administration. The president suggested this force is destructive and divisive.
And so today is no ordinary day. It is a moment of fundamental consequence in the life of our nation. It is a moment when we must choose to either move forward together or risk losing all we have built. This moment requires extraordinary courage and leadership. It requires a common mission to safeguard national unity, peace, stability, inclusive economic growth, non-racialism, and non-sexism.
MK and the EFF say the ANC's taken South Africa backwards by partnering with a Democratic Alliance, the DA. Some DA officials are white, with MK and the EFF saying it won't help poor black citizens. At a news conference before the inauguration, EFF Deputy Leader Floyd Shivambu called the DA an agent of Western white capitalism.
We're not going to sit alongside the land thieves. We're not going to sit alongside the people who got to benefit unlawfully for a very long time from colonialism and apartheid. We're not going to sit alongside them and constitute government of South Africa.
Ramaphosa said he's confident all parties included in his government are dedicated to improving the lives of all South Africans. He was also frank about the ANC's failures.
The people have demanded an end to the theft of public funds and the capture of the state. They are impatient with political bickering and the endless blame game amongst politicians and political parties.
As an army band delivered the national anthem and soldiers saluted Ramaphosa with cannons, the president reiterated, South Africa belongs to all who live in it. Dissenters, he said, would not stop his government from uniting the country and delivering on its promises of more jobs and electricity and less crime and corruption. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.